To Jesus, Redeemer of the people, let us lift our voices saying, make known your glory. Christ, God with us, you are the faithful guide of those who seek you. Make known your glory. Christ, Prince of Peace, you came among us to usher in your reign of peace. Make known your glory. Christ, our morning star, encompassed in light as with a cloak, you conquered the darkness of our night. Make known your glory. Christ, bread eternal, you feed the hungry, the hunger of your people in desert places. Make known your glory. Christ, blessed spring, you change our vessels of water into the gladdening wine of new life. Make known your glory. Christ, living word, you are the true host of marriage feast, welcoming sinners to your banquet table. Make known your glory. Compassionate God, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as our Savior. Bring wholeness to all that is broken and speak truth to us, that all creation will see and know the good news in Christ, the light of the world. Grant this, we pray. Amen. The reading this day is from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, we are all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. mercy, Lord. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world. Keep this nation under your care. Let your way be known upon earth. Let not the needy be forgotten. Create in us clean hearts, O God.
O God, you take us where we are, but do not leave us where we are. In your grace, we receive boldness and humility, and in your presence, we receive comfort and peace. We ask for all we need this day, so that we may dare to embody the gospel of Jesus this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. May the Lord Almighty bless our days and our deeds with peace.